All right, so we are recording now, and Ron, why don't you start up by telling me a little bit about what's on tomorrow night's agenda?
Well, tomorrow night's going to start with a special meeting at 5:30. It's going to go into a closed session between or with the city council and our park board, and we'll be discussing some real estate transactions that may take place, and so they'll be talking about that probably. I wouldn't think that meeting will last more than about 30 or 40 minutes. I don't know whether there'll be decisions come out of it, but at any rate, we'll get started on that, and we're moving in a pretty positive direction. So once that concludes, then at 6:30, the regular city council meeting will begin, and the first thing that we'll do, the mayor will recognize our 2013 Civic Award winner is Terry Dickey, and Terry, while he is a city employee, the award recognizes his service to the community. He's been very active in school sports programs and just about everything that involves youth activities in the city of Richmond. For the last 10 or 15 years, Terry has been involved in it. So then we go into the city administrator's report, and we've had a pretty exciting 2 weeks since the last council meeting. The big deal was that we had a conference call with S&P folks to get a rating for our bonds. You know, we're going to be bonding for the wastewater plant here shortly, and based on that, we got an A rating, so we're very, very pleased and excited about that. Outlaw Days, I've been going to a couple of Outlaw Days planning meeting, and that's coming up already in September. It's hard to believe, but we'll be looking at that, and they also will have a presentation on the agenda to talk about, which I'll mention in a minute.
All right.
I guess that's about all that needs to be. All right, we do have our household hazardous waste collection that will be coming up the 17th of August in the City Hall parking lot, and hopefully we'll have as successful one as we had last year. It was really, really great, and so that'll be the 17th of August. We'll move on then into unfinished business, and I'm just going to see if anybody has any more questions or discussions on our FY14 annual budget. And if not, we'll plan on bringing then FY14 annual budget to the council at the next council meeting for approval. Then in the new business, as I mentioned, Outlaw Days is coming up in mid-September, and Jim Carter is chairing that committee, and he'll come to the council and ask for some waivers or noise waiver and a beer garden downtown and closure of some streets. Then we get to the, I guess, probably what's the most important part of the meeting. We'll be addressing the bond-related ordinances, and this is where the city will actually finally make the commitment to about $5.5 million of revenue bonds for starting work on our wastewater treatment plant. So been about almost 3 years in getting here, but we're almost there. The last thing under new business is I want to discuss with the council about the purchase of a dump truck, a small dump truck to replace the one at the cemetery that was stolen and burned, was destroyed. And we've looked around for something. I think our best approach is maybe to try to buy a new one and fit it out the way we need it. It's kind of a unique piece of equipment, so trying to find a used one that works has been kind of difficult. That's about it. We will have a closed session then after that for just the council meeting to discuss a few items.
Right. And that dump truck, when did that happen?
The dump truck?
Yeah.
I think, back in early May or early June, I guess, it was they had a break-in. We had a break-in at our garage out at the cemetery, and some equipment was stolen, and the truck was stolen and set on fire and destroyed.
Okay. And just so I'm clear on these bond ordinances, I don't completely understand the significance of these being approved. How does that help move the city forward with this wastewater treatment plant?
Oh, the bond rating from Standard & Poor's? the better the bond rating, generally the lower the interest, the easier it is to sell the bond.
Okay.
So an A rating is really pretty good for a community of our size and so forth.
All right, perfect. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Nope, I think that's it.